Jane, what do you think the character of Dr. Quinn offers to women of today?
I think it offers hope. I think she basically shows women that it's possible to be a woman in the community, feminine, a mother, whether genetically, you know, having actually physically had a baby or mothering someone else's child. It shows relationships, it shows how to be a professional, it shows how to be a member of a community and to care about other people and fight for the rights and to be, not to be apathetic about, you know, things that aren't right, to stand up and try and make changes. It shows a woman in a very different way from the way women are usually depicted on television. I mean, it's not a sort of perfect housewife type person, and she's not an arm piece, and she's not, you know, just being some sort of sexy vixen. She has elements of all the best things we hope as a woman can be.
Now, you were a sexy vixen back when you were a Bond girl, right?
Actually, she was pretty innocent. She was a virgin, but I've played my share of sexy vixens. I mean, I think East of Eden was about as evil as they come, and there were a bunch of them. I mean, Praying Mantis and Sunstroke, and gosh, I mean, I used to do tons of them, Crossings. And
when you were a Bond girl, that was with Sean Connery?
No, I did the first one that Roger Moore did. Oh. I played Solitaire in Live and Let Die.
Okay, I can't keep all those Bond characters straight.
Well, the one you remember this, because Paul McCartney sang the title song, and there was a magnificent chase in the Bayou country in New Orleans with a speedboat that kind of went through a wedding cake and went back in the bayous. I mean, that and a bunch of crocodiles, people remember that.
Jane, on a personal note, I married a man whose parents were both born in Holland, and they're both Dutch, very strong Dutch accents. And I understand that your mom is Dutch, too.
Yes.
She has quite a story to share, doesn't she?
Yes, my mother was, she was born in Deventer in Holland, but when she was 21, she went to live in Indonesia, in the Dutch East Indies, on a tea plantation, and she was married at the time. And of course, the war came out, and she ended up staying there, and she was in a concentration camp for 3.5 years with the Japanese. I believe Glenn Close has just made a movie about that period and about that time. I've had one in development about my mother's story with CBS for a while, and we're still trying to make sure that they make that, because it's an incredible story. But my mother's very much a survivor and a very inspirational person, not just to me, but to a lot of people. I'm very proud of her. She really is the reason, I think, that I never give up on anything, because it doesn't matter how bad things have been for her in her life, she goes, ouch, that hurt, that's bad, that's tough, next. You know, she always manages to make it into something even better, and something better grows from it. So she's taught me a great deal, and she's 82 years old, and they just brought her out here to do a little Mother's Day special thing for CBS. She loves doing television. I mean, I think if somebody gave her a part in a movie or something, I think she'd be the first to do it. I mean, I think she hasn't even given up on the idea that, you know, it's possible that she could. I mean, just because she's 82 doesn't mean her life is over, you know.
Well, Jane Seymour, it's been a real pleasure, personally and professionally, to meet you, and good luck with the show and all your other projects.
Well, thanks very much. And thank you all for watching Dr. Quinn, because if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be on the air in our 6th series.
What a treat to spend half an hour with Jane Seymour.